B92.5, loving that throwback. Hope you are too, from George Michael and Freedom. It's 7:05, Nikki and the Morning Show. Mark in for Nikki with Sam and Claudia. And, well, there's a bit of a laundry war going on in your house, Claudia.
Yes. Right? And I feel judged already. I'm looking at you guys and I'm like, uh-oh. Please let me explain.
Yeah. Okay? No judgment here.
Please, right away. We side with your son. So basically, this mainly happened during the pandemic because we were at home, you know, most of the time. And so the kids aren't at school, so they're spending time, you know, going outside and experiencing all kinds of things. And I found that Noah was changing 2 to 3 times a day. And instead of, so for example, wearing his pair of jeans and changing into his gym shorts to do exercise and putting his jeans back into the drawer, he would automatically just, you know, take off his clothes and put it in the laundry basket. So at the end of this, it had been a month that I felt like I was doing 2 extra loads just for him because he just wouldn't take the time to put the things that he could away. So we had the discussion. I said, look, Noah, we can't keep, is not your maid. Like, I'm not here to sort of do extra laundry for you. So if you don't mind just like putting your things away. And he kept on doing it. And at one point I got fed up. I got upset and I said, well, you know what? I'm going to charge you $10 for this load of laundry I'm doing today because it's costing me my time and it's costing me water and it's not good for the environment. And clearly you're not understanding what I'm asking you to do.
Is this the first time you've ever charged your kids for something?
Yes, the one and only time.
Wow.
But I was like, he needs to, I didn't know what to do anymore. He needed, to me, he needed to learn a lesson. And I'm like, I'm not here to cater to all of your needs. Like, I am your mother. I get that I have to do my share. But at the same time, if I've tried to explain something many times and you're not learning the lesson, then like, at one point, you're going to have to start paying me to do your chores.
First of all, how old is Noah?
He's 12 and a half.
He's 12 and a half.
He's 12 and a half.
And he works. He has some income coming.
Yeah, he does. Yeah, he does a little bit of TV and radio. Yeah. So does Lily Blue. Yeah.
So now you're charging him, what, $10 every extra load of laundry or just?
No, just that one time. Because I was like, look, like I've had enough of this. And it actually turned out in a positive in the sense that the next time around, he put more things away in his drawer. And I also taught him how to do his laundry.
Right.
He hasn't done it yet, but I taught him how.
I'm assuming that other punishments wouldn't work if you told him that he couldn't be on Fortnite, play Fortnite for a week or something.
Yeah, that's where I was going. Like a teenage boy, I would, like, the phone for me, I have a teenage girl, and the phone, taking the phone away is probably the biggest punishment.
Yeah, but what would that, I don't know, like, sometimes I feel that the consequence needs to fit, like, not the crime, but, no, like, but we're talking about laundry here, so I wanted to, like, link it directly to what the issue was.
Nothing bites more than having to fork up money when you're a kid. I mean, right. Even $10 seems like it's the huge sum of money. I'm curious to know if, Mark, you would have or would ever charge your daughter as a reprimand.
Never.
Well, like I said,
I think the phone for her is more valuable than having $10.
But also at your house, like you guys tend to do like 3 or 4 loads of laundry day.
That's a whole other conversation. Yeah. But yeah, we do laundry like crazy. But I think we're just like laundry nuts. We'll do laundry after one towel use and like one pair of jeans, boom, and laundry. But that's a whole.
One pair. You wear your jeans once. Sorry, I know we're off topic. But you wear your jeans one time and put them in the laundry.
Our house is like laundry crazy.
That's not good for the environment, though.
But I don't know. Charging your son to do an extra load.
Yes.
Just to teach them a lesson.
Yeah, and I feel like you guys think I'm a bad mom here. But at one point, I was
right
just like,
you.
what else am I supposed to do?
The poor kid just wants to change his clothes or clean his clothes after every use.
Oh, yeah, the poor kid. Yeah, I feel so sorry for my kids.
92.5 to weigh in, by the way. Turn off the radio. Claudia Marquez charging her son to do an extra load of laundry. Yay or nay?
Oh, you're making it sound so harsh.
You are.
That's what it is.
You are. It's Nikki in the Morning Show. Good morning. It is Mark here with Sam. Sam's back, by the way, and Claudia Marquez as well. And, well, it's you know, you are charging your son to do laundry.
Yeah, and I charged him once and I explained why. I was tired of him always assuming that, you know, he could kind of roll all of his clothes together after every wear and just throw them into the laundry. I would end up doing 2 or 3 loads of laundry a week just for him.
What if you made him do his own laundry?
Yeah, well, I taught him how. He still hasn't
doesn't mean they're gonna
done
do it.
But yeah, no, I thought, you know, if I ask him for $10, it's going to be a good lesson learned. And at least in the end, he started folding his clothes a little bit more. But it seems like a lot of people are agreeing with me, guys.
You are blown away with support on our text line. Mm-hmm. Hundreds of texts saying, you
go, girl. Thank you, Montreal. Yeah. Yes. Thank you for not making me feel horrible. Somebody says, I definitely agree with Claudia. My son used to do the same thing to the point that I would do his laundry, leave it on his bed instead of putting it away in his drawers. I would find the folded clean laundry back in the laundry basket the next week. He never knew, but I would just refold the clean stuff and put them back into his room instead of washing them again. Then I taught him how to make his own laundry.
That strategy may work short term, getting them, you know, intimidating them with the money, but not everyone's on your side. And this person brings up a really good point. Renee does on her text line. She says, I would make him help instead of charging him because it's giving him the wrong idea. Show him that everyone's time is valuable. As he gets older, he will just want to hire someone when he's overwhelmed instead of managing his time. So maybe you're just teaching him a shortcut to say, hey, you know what? If you can't do it, $10 will do the trick.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Or check this out. Somebody says, my sister did that exact same thing to her son. And after a while, he would just take out his own wallet and give his mother money to do his own stuff.
He's just like taking out making it rain, you know?
The Beat 92.5. Good morning. What's your name?
Karen. And what's your opinion on this?
I absolutely agree with you.
Oh,
I'm in the same situation. Yes, absolutely. The best way to teach them is to show them that your time is worth something.
And that's happening with you and your kids right now, Karen?
Oh, it is. It is, absolutely. They're too young for me to charge them, but I agree with that. As soon as they get around 12 years old, absolutely.
Because how much can we do, really, you know, as parents and moms? At one point, it's like you do feel that you kind of have to cater to their every need. It makes you feel like a maid a little bit.
It does. It's yes. And it's constant. And I'll tell you a little story. I had to go live at my mom's because we were doing renovations, and I had the instinct of doing the same thing, of just putting everything in the wash because I knew she was going to do it. And then I caught myself and I said, you know what? No way. I'm not doing that to her.
That is so funny.
Did your mom charge you?
No, she didn't charge me.
Oh, you have such a good mom.
Yes, I do. Absolutely.
Oh, thank you so much for your call, Karen.
No problem. Thank you.
Have a great day. So there you go, Sam. Some parental advice.
I suppose so. I got a text that someone says, oh, great. Will you do mine for $10 now?
Sure. Maybe I'll start a new business.
There you go.
Although now I'm thinking maybe $10 is too cheap.
Uh-huh.